The country is in the midst of I call it a civil discourse. It's been this way for almost 2 years now. When the COVID first swept the country in March of 2020, most people were united. They were willing to do what was needed to flatten the curve. 2 weeks to flatten the curve turned into 2 months. People started losing faith in people like Anthony Fauci. No one in a leadership position knew what the hell was going on. The George Floyd thing happened, and most people agreed that that cop was in the wrong. Once again, it was something that could have united the country. But social justice warriors, they don't want unity, they want chaos. We all know what happened next. The summer of 2020 was filled with riots in major cities. Ending racism was the new cause for the far left. You can only call people racist for so long before it begins to lose its impact. Like I've said many times before, being called a racist has lost all meaning. It's like the boy who cried wolf. They cried racism so many times without reason that many people no longer believed it. Now, the civil discourse involves the COVID again. But this discourse isn't between you and me. It's not between you and your neighbor. It's not between red states and blue states. It's between the people and the media, the people and the politicians. It's between common sense thinkers and illogical thinkers. The good news is 92% fall into one category and just 8% in the other. The problem is the 8% control a sizable portion of the media. They control social media. They also have celebrities and professional athletes pushing their propaganda. Except when it comes to the COVID. The majority of Americans are done with the COVID. Anthony Fauci no longer has control over their lives. He's lost all credibility. Fauci used to make headlines anytime he opened his mouth. Now, no one gives a shit about Fauci's opinion. Over the weekend in the NFL and the NBA, for the first time in a while, we saw professional athletes mirror the perspective of the average American. And of course, we saw the media and social media lose their shit. After the Packers beat the Browns Saturday afternoon in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was interviewed by Aaron Andrews. Now, due to the NFL's ridiculous COVID protocols, Aaron Andrews is required to be socially distanced from Aaron Rodgers during the interview. You know, for safety. I guess the league forgot that Aaron Rodgers wasn't socially distanced on the sidelines. He wasn't socially distanced on the field. I guess the logic here is the COVID can only spread during the post-game interview. So Aaron Andrews interviews Aaron Rodgers. And it's the typical post-game football interview. Nothing interesting about it. The point of contention happened once the interview was over. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the hug heard round the world.
He's happy with his situation. He's happy with the Green Bay Packers. He's happy with the coaches.
Whoa, I don't know about you guys, but that hug was just so controversial. What are they doing? They can't be hugging. It's too dangerous. The reaction in the media was the typical bullshit. Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Andrews spark outrage. No wonder the country is so confused. They see two people hug on national television. No, the country's not confused. We've never seen things clearer. People are no longer falling for the bullshit. The only people confused are in the media. They can't get their story straight. Trump's in office. The vaccines are evil. It was rushed. Don't get the vaccine. Biden in office. If you don't get the vaccine, you're an anti-vaxxer. Remember when the media claimed that the NFL was racist? People like Jemele Hill, they were claiming the NFL held a bias against black quarterbacks, even though the top paid players in the league are black quarterbacks. Remember that? The media has been telling us for years that the NFL is a racist institution. One of my favorite virgins, Karan Phillips at Deadspin, he posted his latest article this morning. The topic, Antonio Brown. Everyone is sick and tired of Antonio Brown except the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not tired of Antonio Brown. Are you? The reason Karan Phillips and the rest of the media are tired of Antonio Brown? He had the audacity to obtain a fake vaccination card. He should be banned from the NFL. The first paragraph, the very first paragraph in this article, contradicts everything the media has told us about the NFL. In the NFL, talent trumps everything. It's the only place where race isn't a factor, as we've seen men of all colors get away with everything as long as they're good enough. Now, wait a minute. I thought the NFL was biased. I thought they were biased. But now, when race doesn't fit the narrative, the NFL is wrong for allowing a black player to make countless mistakes but still be allowed to play? They weren't talking about this when Antonio Brown was embroiled in personal conduct scandals, domestic violence, sexual assault. But you fake the Kobe vaccine, kick him out of the league. He's dangerous. After the Bucks demolished the Panthers yesterday, which, by the way, he's flown under the radar this year because Urban Meyer stole the spotlight of being the worst coach in the NFL, but Matt Rhule has got to go. This man is clearly in over his head. Doesn't know what the hell he's doing. For over a month now, he has been alternating quarterbacks mid-game, which is a death sentence in the NFL. But that's a topic for another day. Back to Antonio Brown. He was interviewed by the media after the game. This is the first time the media was given access to him since his suspension for the fake Kobe card. Watch this exchange.
Hey, Antonio, congrats. I know Coach Arians had told you when you came to this team, you know, you screw up one time and you're done. And some people would deem what happened as a screw up, but Coach Arians stood by your side and he brought you back. Just what did it mean for you after being here for a year to have a coach
next question.
Standing in your corner?
Next question. We just want to talk about this game. We don't want to waste no time with you guys writing in bogus.
Respectfully, yeah. Antonio, we haven't talked to you yet. I don't want to talk about that.
You guys is all drama. It's all about football. We don't talk about Carolina. I don't want to talk to you guys.
I'm not going to defend Antonio Brown here. I don't know who that reporter was, but she didn't do anything wrong. I thought it was a fair question. But the reaction of Antonio Brown was interesting because it speaks to a larger issue. People don't respect the media. The mainstream media no longer reports the truth. It's become nothing but a propaganda machine. Athletes are beginning to become as disenfranchised with the media as the rest of us are. For the past 3 months, Stephen A. Smith has spent the bulk of that time criticizing Kyrie Irving for refusing to get vaccinated. Kyrie claims that he is taking this stand for people that don't have the platform or the voice to stand against the vaccine mandates. Now, Stephen A. was all for Kyrie and LeBron James using their platforms to protest mythical racism. But when it comes to Kyrie and LeBron using their platform to speak out against the overreaction to the COVID or the vaccine mandates, that's just wrong. Over the weekend, LeBron split the NBA world. He posted this picture to Instagram. He captioned the photo with a message, "Help me out, folks." The message is clear. LeBron is comparing the COVID to the common cold and the flu. Now, he hasn't come out and said it, but I think LeBron James wants the COVID protocols in the NBA to be abolished. Why are we sitting asymptomatic, healthy players because they test positive for the COVID? It doesn't make sense. You know how many professional athletes have died from the COVID? Zero. Now, the reaction to LeBron in the media was typical. Guys like Dave Portnoy, Clay Travis, they applauded LeBron for seeing the light. Then we had your typical virgins, appalled that LeBron has turned his back on the agenda. Some blue check mark named Tommy Beer. He claims to be a journalist in New York City. Looks like a scary beta male to me, but I digress. He said LeBron is irresponsible and misinformed. Misinformed. Where was that word last summer when LeBron was actually uninformed? James Boyd at the Indy Star. He took shots at LeBron James too. He told his audience, "Don't listen to LeBron on COVID. This guy doesn't read. Only listen to him when it comes to race and social justice." Oh, okay. So LeBron doesn't read when it comes to the COVID. But when it comes to ending racism, LeBron is a scholar. I mean, these people can't get their head out of their own ass. Michael Rappaport also injected himself into the conversation again. Once again, making a complete fool of himself on social media. Check it out for yourself.
fake ass bubble ring, just like you are the fakest guy in the NBA. You put that bullshit out on Christmas Eve when 800,000 Americans have died. Pathetic, pathetic, just like your hairline, pathetic.
Oh, I get it now. Now LeBron is fake. Now he's fake. He wasn't fake last summer when he was addressing fake racism. But when it comes to the useless protocols, LeBron is uninformed because he has a receding hairline. The irony, the guy with a receding hairline making fun of the other guy's receding hairline. This is why people are fed up with the media. It's nothing but propaganda, nothing but bullshit. You're only allowed to have one opinion. If you fall off the woke wagon, they send the cats after you. All right, let me know what you guys think. Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown, LeBron James, all attacked by the woke in the same weekend. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.